The Tin Collectors by Stephen J. Cannell. Read by Robert Lawrence.
This book is for Roy Huggins, colleague, mentor, godfather, and friend. The Tin Collectors. Principles serve to govern conduct when there are no rules. LAPD Management Guide to Discipline. The Chooch Letter. Dear Dad, Chooch arrived this afternoon as planned. Actually, I picked him up. This is already shaping up as one of my biggest boners. I pulled up at the fancy private school Sandy's got him enrolled in, and I had to go to the principal's office to sign the pickup permission slip. The principal, John St. John, is a wheezing, hollow-chested geek who seems to honestly hate Chooch. The way he put it was, "That child is from the Ninth Circle." I had to ask, too. It's from Dante's Inferno. Apparently, the Ninth Circle is the circle closest to hell. Now that I've met Chooch, not an entirely inappropriate analogy. Then, this pale erection with ears hands me a packet of teacher evaluation slips. For a 15-year-old, his rap sheet is impressive. Pulled fire alarms and fights in the school cafeteria, food as well as fists. Mr. St. John informs me that they have notified Sandy that Chooch is not to return to Harvard Westlake School next semester, and that I need to get him enrolled elsewhere. Like this is all of a sudden supposed to be my problem. It's not as if this boy doesn't have a good reason to be angry. I think I wrote you. He's a love child with one of Sandy's old clients. Making it worse, Sandy doesn't want him to know how she makes her living, so she's been shipping him off to boarding school since third grade. Needless to say, I had no idea what I was getting into here. Maybe I can last the month until Sandy takes him back or sends him to the next sucker on her list. One way or another, I'll work it out. I'm planning to get out to Florida again sometime next year. I was thinking you and I could rent one of those fishing boats like we...